Chaos erupts in Milan as radical leftists clash with police over unsustainable Olympics. By Kurt Sindelka on February 7, 2026. Violence broke out on Saturday as thousands of leftist protesters took to the streets of Milan to demonstrate on the sidelines of the Winter Olympics. With the eyes of the world's media descending upon the Italian financial hub as it co-hosts the 25th Winter Olympic Games, various left-wing activist groups organized in Milan to promote their disparate agendas. According to a report from Milan's leading newspaper, Corriere della Sera, around 5,000 people took to the streets on Saturday, including environmental, trade union, pro-LGBT, and pro-Palestinian groups. The Milanese Daily reported that in response to the exclusion of biologically male transgender athletes from the Games, protesters wearing pink balaclavas unfurled a banner reading, "Binary is for trans. Go trans athletes." Meanwhile, climate radicals holding mock trees protested against the unsustainable use of wood to construct the bobsleigh track in the Olympic co-hosting town of Cortina d'Ampezzo. Not to be ignored, a large cohort of pro-Palestine protesters also joined the demo over the recent arrest of Mohamed Hanoun, the president of the Palestinian Association in Italy, for allegedly raising money for the Islamist Hamas terrorists in Gaza. Others also protested the alleged presence of American Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, officers at the Games, with a banner reading, "ICE out of Milan." This comes despite U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee Chief Security Officer Nicole Deal unequivocally denying that ICE agents were a part of the American delegation earlier this week, according to USA Today. As the convergent demonstrations drew on into the evening, clashes began to break out with police, with leftists being seen throwing rocks, bottles, and shooting fireworks at officers. In turn, police were forced to push back protesters with water cannons and tear gas. According to Corriere della Sera, at least six people have been arrested as of this reporting. It follows a major scandal in Italy last week, in which far-left Antifa militants were filmed brutally beating a police officer at a demonstration in Turin. Deputy Prime Minister Matteo Salvini said, "Just a few days after the shameful violence in Turin, more clashes, more attacks on the police forces. These are not protesters, they are criminals. And they must know that whoever touches a uniform, offends all Italians." Proud to have wanted a new security package that will allow even more effective interventions against thugs and delinquents. Follow Kurt Sindelka on X, follow @KurtSindelka or email to xsindelka@breitbart.com.